If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Casey Johnson has recently added some kind of detail to the rumored draft night promise to Devin Carter. We'll talk a little bit about that. And if the Bulls really are looking to get two picks in the 2024 draft, would that signify quite a bit of change coming to the Chicago Bulls roster? We're also going to look at Billy Donovan's son being named as the head coach of the Windy City Bulls. And lastly, the latest on Lonzo Ball and a little bit of the mailbag. We're going to get to all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Terry Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. And so, Casey Johnson has now spoken a little bit on the situation surrounding the Chicago Bulls and the draft night promise and things like that. And I really like his take in regards to it. Does Casey Johnson know everything going on with the Bulls? No. I know my boy Winton also hates Casey. He Winton just hates everybody. It just is what it is. You guys got to, he's going to say he doesn't, but then when you go and look at it, he just really hates everybody. But Casey Johnson saying this: the Bulls have indeed spent pre-draft work on Carter, but that hardly narrows their efforts down. They've cast a wide net. Making a promise to Carter would be a mistake for reasons that extend beyond the fact that draw promises haven't been the kind to the Bulls in the past. This has little to do with Carter as a prospect and more to do with how unpredictable a draft is. What if a player the Bulls didn't expect fall to number 11 and is available? And so that goes back to, I want to kind of link in my own theory in regards to the Chicago Bulls reported draft night promise and things like that. But, you know, like I said on yesterday's episode, Devin Carter as a prospect, regardless if you're not thinking about positions and draft needs for the Bulls or anything like this, he is the type of prospect I would not mind the Bulls taking a bite on, because when you look at the defensive prowess that he has, how aggressive he is on the offensive side of the ball, you know, even if he comes in the bit off the bench or if he ends up being a starter, all those things, Devin Carter brings a lot of the intangibles, a lot of the mindset, and a lot of the just overall play style that we want to see for the Chicago Bulls. But of course, position needs are a thing, and the Bulls sit in a time period in a draft that's theoretically deep in the power forward, center, and wing positions, and they could be looking to add any one of those positions depending on how this offseason goes for the Chicago Bulls and what their plans are as far as Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and those type of things. So, you know, I get it. You know, while Bulls fans are questioning and wondering what the hell is going on with this draft night promise. What the hell is going on with Devin Carter? But that's why I said I'm going to link it back to my own personal theory, right? I do have a theory that if the Bulls are, and this is just completely theoretical, we don't know for sure if the Bulls actually are or have made a draft night promise or even are looking at a guard. A lot of mocks do have the Bulls drafting guards. Starting to come around to Jean Saloon, Matis Bucilis are really players that are starting to pop up on a lot more mocks for the Chicago Bulls. But if the Bulls have truly made a promise to Devin Carter, and they do plan on drafting Devin Carter if he's there at number 11, I personally think that that means that there has to be some changes coming to this roster, whether it be Alex Crusoe, whether it be, you know, the Zach LaVine trade and things like that, or maybe even letting DeMar DeRozan walk. And if they truly feel that that's the case, I do think that the Bulls could be looking to get two picks in this draft. And we've already talked about and debunked a little bit about the weak draft narrative. I've gone over the last few drafts that has been listed as historically weak. It ended up being really strong drafts right in previous episodes. So I'm not going to rehash that, but just know, for those that don't know, that a lot of the times that draft, the 2020 draft was labeled as a weak draft. There have been stars to come out of that draft, like four or five of them. So you just got to be smart. And that's why I always say drafting intelligently and doing your research, doing your due diligence, it's more important than tanking. It's more important than anything else. If you are a team that is smart and can get the most out of your draft selections and do that over a number of years, that's going to be how you build a solid team from top to bottom. Yes, you need the home run, picks sprinkled in there as well, but that's usually how it's done. But if the Bulls are looking to acquire an additional pick, and it seems like quite a bit are potentially available in this draft, right? So, you of course, the Houston Rockets at number 3 have been a team that we've heard and that's rumored to really, you know, they may be looking to move on from their pick. The OKC Thunder are always a threat to do that, considering how many first-round picks they have coming in over the next handful of years as well. We've heard things like the Orlando Magic, the Toronto Raptors. These are some of the teams that could be looking to shop their pick. Could the Bulls get involved in with some of those teams? Yeah, I think there's a chance of that. And there are definitely GMs in this draft that aren't necessarily as enamored with some of the talent and are very willing to take on players that are more proven commodities, a la Alex Crusoe and things like that, to get some talent added to the team, especially teams that do have, you know, a better outlook on making the playoffs and things like that. So those opportunities exist. It would mean that the Chicago Bulls would have to be the ones to the Chicago Bulls would have to be aggressive. They would have to go out there. They'd have to really try to go out there and seek some of these picks and seek some of these deals. And of course, we don't have the biggest faith in this front office to do those type of things just because of the way that the history has gone with this Bulls team for a while. But overall, if you are trying to really get multiple talents in this draft, the Bulls feel confident enough to say, we want two picks in this draft. We're going to go Devin Carter one. Maybe we go wing with another. Maybe we go big later on, those type of things. If that's what's happening here, then the Bulls are putting themselves in a position not only to go younger, but then to have more bites of the apple at teams that potentially could end up, you know, or players that could end up helping up the ceiling for the Chicago Bulls. Those are things that we got to see if it's going to happen. It's a lot of talk and speculation around it. We don't really know yet for sure what this team's going to do. And as much as speculation is going to be around the Bulls and their draft night moves and things like that, it's all speculative. And take it all with a pinch of salt. Up until it actually happens. And you're not wrong for being pessimistic on, is this Bulls team really being aggressive and trying to find deals to improve this team? So, you know, we'll end up seeing what happens with this. I do think overall, you also have to look at some of the changes, right? Nikola Topic, a point guard that was expected to go anywhere between number 4 all the way down. I think some mocks had him going like as low as like number 9 or 10. But he's a guy who, they found out that he has a partially torn ACL, which could send his draft stock down, right? And if that's the case, I would not be surprised if a player like Devin Carter, who did have a strong pro day and draft combine, maybe is off the board before 11 where the Chicago Bulls pick, and then maybe they have to alter their plans there as well. So this draft thing is still a very fluid situation. And Nikola Topic, what he is now. Again, they're saying that he could, you know, make a speedy recovery for the season. Even his agent says that the knee is in excellent shape and things like that. So it's a partial tear. It's not a complete tear. Those can kind of heal on their own. We'll see what happens with that. He's coming back stateside to get some analysis on that. But a toe pick, a player that if he does end up falling, it could really change a lot of draft boards, and you could see guards a la a Devin Carter come off the board much earlier than initially expected. And if that happens, then the Bulls have to also have backup plans. So hearing that from Casey Johnson that the Bulls have cast a wide net, that is the most important part of this. They need to be looking at and reviewing everything. And I don't think the Bulls are in a situation where they could really get tunnel vision in a draft like this and where they pick at. It'd be different if they had a number three, number four, maybe a top five pick, and they've kind of done some review and reconnaissance on like where are other players going to be going. But being at number 11 in the type of draft and how fluid this draft is, it's just a lot of things could change between now here and the 20 days before the draft. But we'll end up seeing. You guys already know. We'll be here covering it every single day here at Chicago Bulls Central and talking about what the possibilities are. We'll get back to, there's a couple of more draft prospects that I've been recently looking at that I want to kind of talk about and bring to the board as well. So we'll get back to some minor draft coverage next week as well. And then we'll get into kind of my big board list, things like that, eventually leading up to the draft, kind of the 2 weeks before the draft. So we'll get back into the heavy draft analysis coming up here soon. You guys seem to really love it. I love getting into my draft bag. That's where I'm kind of, one of the places I'm the most comfortable in doing this is really doing that type of analysis on draft players. So let me know what you guys think on all that down below, as always. But let's get into the actual Bulls news that we have, right? So Billy Donovan III has been hired now as the head coach of the Windy City Bulls. He has been with the team for a while now. He's been in the video department. That's like where Eric Spoelstra walked up. I think even Dan Craig, who are our new assistant coach, one of our lead assistants, he worked up his way through the video room as well. But this is clearly a nepotism thing, right? And the current or the former now Windy City Bulls head coach and Henry Domcant. That's how you do it. We'll see. There's now some speculation that he could end up being the last coach to join Billy Donovan's staff officially. That's why they made this change. And if that's the case, I mean, it's kind of musical chairs around. Billy Donovan III does bring some head coaching experience before in high school. He also coached with the Spurs G League team at one point as well before. So at the end of the day, man, it just comes down to it's not a lot to do about nothing. Now, I know some people have kind of made bigger deals about this than what it is, or they're kind of more triggered by it because does this mean that Billy Donovan staying on longer term, that you hire his son? I mean, it could mean those things. It could also mean that maybe the Bulls see something in Billy Donovan III that they feel confident in him keeping that thing going, right? As far as like in the Windy City, with the Windy City Bulls. If the Bulls are truly going to use their G League team as this development system, right? This farm system in a way where you're developing the next talent, maybe even looking for role players to come up and eventually make the actual Bulls team, you know, getting somebody who can keep that same style of play, right? And those type of things, keep the same system. So that way you have less of a culture shock when players go from the G League and they need to be called up to the...
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
to the actual Chicago Bulls. If you keep the system the same, the terminology the same, have a coach with a similar mindset, it could make that transition a little bit easier. But I don't look at this as being something that's too crazy. I didn't drop an emergency video on it because I honestly looked at it and said, it's news, but I don't think this is like the big news that is really going to change much. Now, if Billy Donovan III ends up turning out to be a damn good head coach down there in the Windy City Bulls and eventually works his way up to NBA staff, and if that's on the Bulls, cool. But right now, and that's not to say that being the head coach of the G League doesn't matter. I do think that it matters with this team trying to develop more, right, and having a new refined focus on player development. Hopefully the Windy City Bulls play a big part in that. And, you know, so I'm not going to act like it's not anything that could impact the team in some ways, but I just look at it as it's a thing. It happened. Billy Donovan III, which I didn't even know Billy Donovan was the second before I found out that his son was the third. But he's now the head coach of the Windy City Bulls. It kind of is what it is when you guys look at that. But let's move on. So we did get another Lonzo Ball update as well. This one coming from Darnell Mayberry. You guys know how I feel about Darnell Mayberry. It's hit or miss with some of his things. But he said this: team officials are confident Ball will play next season. They're just not as confident about when. This is kind of the latest update that we've gotten that's not from Lonzo, who the last thing that we got from Lonzo is that Lonzo feels confident he'll be there game one, day one, to play for the Chicago Bulls next season. I talked about how that is probably not as straightforward as what Lonzo has said. What I do think that this report does say is that Lonzo has still not been cleared for contact. And so if you're not sure on when a player is going to return, that still says that there's a lot of hurdles left. And that is what I've been saying. That is what I've been telling you guys. And, you know, I just want to, and it's not to crap on Lonzo. Like, don't get me wrong. It seems like the Bulls are content in waiting on Lonzo Ball to come back, finish out the last year of his contract, which is kind of smarter than waving and stretching at this point in time because the whole deal just comes off the books at the end of the year. But I want everybody to still realize that the chances of Lonzo Ball being a Bull long-term are slim to none. They're slim to none. And overall, I just hope that this team isn't waiting or making offseason moves and plans based on Lonzo Ball's ability or not, right? Or his ability. If you're looking at it as not, I can't be too mad at that. But I think overall, we just need, this front office needs to come to that realization, and it seems like maybe they have, is that Lonzo isn't walking through that door to save the Chicago Bulls. He's not going to walk through that door and be the same player that he looked like before he went down. These things are probably not going to happen. And because of that, we got to like not move on in the sense that you cut Lonzo or anything like that, but move on in the sense that when Lonzo's cleared, he'll be cleared. And that's really the way that I look at it. When he's cleared, he's cleared. And then we'll move forward and wonder now what is the role that he's going to play, how much he's going to be able to stay on the court. But to hear that they're confident that he'll come back, but not sure, not confident about when, that I think that's telling, if that's true, right? If it's true, it's hugely telling to the fact that Lonzo, the Bulls are seeing it. The Bulls have now come to the realization that they should have probably about 2 years ago. It's just like, I hope that Lonzo can make a recovery. I really do. But the chances of Lonzo Ball sticking around for the Chicago Bulls long term are slim to none. He's going to come back. He's going to be under minutes restrictions. He's not going to be playing back to backs. He's going to have setbacks and things. And then now hearing that they're not even sure of when he's going to come back, I said it before. Even if Lonzo Ball is ready to go day one of training camp, you're looking at probably the most amount of games he's playing is between 40 and 45. That's probably the most games with not playing back to backs, some scheduled rest days, those type of things happening. That's probably what you're looking at. A player that's doing that and is going to be on a minutes restriction, you cannot rely on that player to be a savior for your team in any stretch of the imagination. And then there's that long-term prognosis of, even if he is able to come back, how long will he be able to come back and be productive? So, hey, listen, Lonzo, I hope that he has a great recovery. I hope that he proves a lot of people wrong. Hell, I hope he proves me wrong. But as it stands right now, having overall faith, a huge faith in Lonzo Ball coming back to save the Chicago Bulls, or even for that matter, let's not even talk about saving, just come back and play a big role for the Bulls, it's really slim to none. But we'll see. Weirder things have happened. But with that said, I want to go ahead and dive into the mailbag. We got one voicemail here. This one's from one of my favorite callers. Oh, wait. Do we have? No. Okay. But yeah, this one's from one of my favorite callers. Sorry, I already talked about the Nikola Topic topic. For those that don't know, I just have bullet points when I record episodes. I don't have like blurbs or anything like that. I just have bullet points. And I already talked about one. So we're going to go ahead and get into this voicemail from Michael Korn. Let's go ahead and play that now.
Hey, it's Mike Korn here. I've been enjoying all your pods on the different prospects for this upcoming draft. I forget the name of the one player you mentioned, but you brought up his game is similar to Jaime Jaquez. And that's what I want. Like anyone, if the Bulls have someone who has game like Jaquez, that would be awesome. But I wanted to ask you, coming into the finals, what are your keys that you'll be looking for? And I'm hoping you'll be able to give a little bit of coverage and comments on what you're seeing during the finals. Could be really interesting. Could be really fantastic finals. Anyway, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. So, you know, the player that you're talking about is De Silva, Tristan De Silva. And here's the thing. He's moved up a lot of mocks. I think he was initially slated to go anywhere between late first to second round. And then now some mocks have him going right outside the lottery. Now, do I think the Bulls are going to go that? I haven't heard anything. We haven't even heard. I don't even know if the Bulls have like worked them out privately or anything like that. But Tristan De Silva, just keep that name in your head, because I would not be surprised at all if Tristan De Silva ends up being one of the players that makes an impact right away in this draft. We'll talk about long-term career things and stuff like that. But Tristan De Silva is, along with some players that are really, their draft stock has gone up a whole hell of a lot. A player like Khalil Ware, which, you know, was originally slated to go like in the 20s, people had. Some mocks now have him going number 9 overall, right? And Khalil Ware is probably one of my favorite centers in this draft. So, like, this draft is really fluid because of how close these players are. As far as potential-wise, ceiling-wise, a lot of them are really close. And so because of that, you can see a player like a Tristan De Silva in some mocks be mocked to go in the 20s. In some, he can be mocked to go 15th, 16th, 17th, right? But he is a guy that I think brings a lot of skill that's going to translate right away to the NBA. And he may be one of those. He's always, every player is going to like, right, have that little bit of growth, right? But I think he may come in and be the player that he's going to be and be that, maybe that same player for 7-8 years in the NBA. And I mean that in a positive way, being able to shoot the ball. You know, off-ball defense is really good. He needs to improve on the on-ball defense. The three-point shooting, Tristan De Silva is a really good prospect. And honestly, if the Bulls had multiple first-round picks in this, if they ended up picking like an 18th overall pick or something like that from the Orlando Magic, if Tristan De Silva ends up being one of the selections there, I would not be mad at that at all. Now, with that said, it is NBA Finals. You know, you asked about the NBA Finals. And how do I see this going? I really don't know how to call it, bro. I'm going to be 100% honest for you. The Dallas Mavericks showed me a lot with the way that their role players have stepped up here in the last couple of series, the balance that they had, the defense that they've been playing as well. Not great lockdown defense, but solid enough. But the Boston Celtics have just been good, right? For this whole season, they've been consistent from good to great. Getting Kristaps Porzingis back healthy is going to be a big thing, causing some matchup problems for them. I think that this is going to be a really fun and exciting finals to watch. And I think that I would hope that it's going to go 7 games. Now, I say that, I think the last time I said a finals that I think is going to go 7 games, it went 5, right? So, you know, we'll see. And it's all about the chess match as well. I think sometimes we don't talk enough about in playoff series, specifically finals, how much coaching really does play a part. And it plays a huge part in how final series goes, because as you're having that chess match, right, who adjusts to the adjustments, right? who does those type of things, who has the scheme that the other coach can't really find an angle for a couple of games. Like, if you can find and stay ahead for a couple of games in a series like this because the team's trying to figure out your scheme and you do that chess match really well, that can really change and the outlook of a series in the finals. So overall, I think this is going to be a fun finals. Luka and Kyrie have been playing really good. You got the role players in Derek Jones Jr., Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford playing really big roles for them as well. And then the Boston Celtics are a very top-heavy team, right? We know that one of their biggest kind of issues is kind of some bitch depth at certain positions. But then you got to also look at Al Horford. Does Al Horford go off for one of those 1-2 games where Al Horford is like looks like one of the best players in the series? And if the Boston Celtics can take advantage of that and ride that out, and then also play well in the other aspects, it can really change the series as well. This is going to be a back-and-forth series, and I'm excited to watch it, excited to break it down. If you guys don't know, we do have a general NBA channel. You guys can go over to NBA Central. to go ahead and follow us over there, where we'll be giving some NBA Finals coverage and analysis as well. I also have my general draft analysis. I'm going team by team over there as well, kind of the same way I've done for the Bulls. So make sure you guys stay locked in for that, man. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following the show at Bull Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullcentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and or voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, thanks to you guys. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Breaks Media.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, "I'm sorry." And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.